The Green and White Army are in dreamland as Northern Ireland's football heroes have qualified from their group at Euro 2016. Brave defensive display, narrow defeat last night, enough to see us through though to face either Wales or the host France at the weekend. Northern Ireland held Germany to just one goal, largely due to the efforts of the man of the match, the goalkeeper Michael McGovern.
Chance for Germany, out comes McGovern, brilliant save, brilliant stop by McGovern. It's worked through towards Kadira again. There's a man over. Goalkeeper comes out. Brilliant block again.
Well, Michael McGovern take another by. Absolutely fantastic goalkeeping.
Obviously, you're talking about my saves and things like that, but the boys in there work their absolute backsides off. It's been brilliant.
Here's the story of Northern Ireland's journey so far.
Goalkeeper's missed it. Drilled in by Will Greig. He's on fire. What a finish. And you know what's coming now. Cue the chorus.
Will Greig is always scoring the Northern Irish beast. From Wigan to the Euros to play in white and green.
Resolute defending eventually wasn't enough to stop Milik. He had his chances in the first half. Northern Ireland didn't take the warning. And Milik once again on target for Poland.
Can you sum up your disappointment losing the opening game?
We never really got going, and we'll get on the training ground tomorrow again. And that's one thing about the manager, he never leaves no stone unturned.
We'll still qualify. 4 days, boys, are playing Ukraine. We'll beat them 5-0.
We're winning Ukraine.
Play Ukraine.
We're getting there. We're
going to
do it.
In his 8th international goal. He scored 4 in the qualifiers. Every goal that he has scored has been from a set piece, and that's another one. McGinnis tries to pull it back into the area. Low shot, it's him. McGinn! Niall McGinn puts it beyond all doubt off the bench. It in, and Northern Ireland have won a game at the European Championship Finals for the first time ever.
Just glad they won for us. It keeps it alive for the last game.
We've won a must-win game, and I think we have a very good chance of qualifying from here on in.
I think I'm going to shed a few tears. I've already shed a few tears this all night. It has been emotional.
We let the players enjoy this for this moment, and then the minds will switch to the Germans. I just think it was everything that was good about Northern Ireland is in that stadium today.
Ozil in defeat, Guinness worked through, another great chance for Germany, goalkeeper stays down, and eventually the brave resistance is broken. Northern Ireland give the goal away. Mario Gomez with the McGovern takes the free kick over the head of McCauley, drifts through into the penalty area, and the referee blows the full-time whistle. So the big question now, is it enough?
Superfan Charlie Lawson's with us this morning. Superfan Lawson, good morning to you.
What about you, big man? How are you doing?
I'm
a splendid morning it is.
I can't even believe you're still talking to me, but that's a different story.
I love you, really, big boy.
So what do you make of this team? It's unbelievable. Look, the fans are incredible for a start, and the atmosphere is incredible.
It's always been a good squad. It's just it's a battling. So like we battled last night, like I said on Twitter, very proud of everybody. I thought, Michael McGovern was immense. You know, all the players, gave all they had, and we're all terribly, terribly proud of the performance. If we get Wales, then we've every chance of going a step further. It's absolutely immense. Couldn't be happier. Well, I could be happier if I was sitting in bloody Paris with a large Ricard in front of me, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, work commitments haven't permitted me to go.
Yeah, you're getting a little bit excited at these games, aren't you? This was you before the game yesterday.
Well,
the Ulster boys making all the noise. Hey, I told you could do it, boys. Hey. day. Absolutely brilliant. March on. March on, Germany. Watch your friggin' asses. Yay!
Stephen, it's a laugh. And for my three Celtic trolls, it's a laugh, boys. You're playing today, and I hope you win, for God's sake. It's a laugh. Look, I'm just doing it, and the boys in the Green White Army said, Charlie, do a wee speech, or do this, or do that. So that's why I'm doing it, for goodness sake. People, stop taking it so seriously.
Where are you getting some loonies having a go at you on Twitter?
Well, there's three of them, and they don't really like me. But they sure, that's up to them. It's a free country, for goodness sake. But I'm speechless, honest to God, Stephen. I'm over the moon. And do you know something? Everybody back home, apart from my three trolls and anybody else, we should be so proud of our supporters. Do you know what? We can out-drink them, we can out-loyal them, we can out-sing them, and we don't wreck the place. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely brilliant. What a great advert for our wee country is the Green and White Army. And if I can be on three flags over there and just do a wee speech now and again, just for the crack, I couldn't be more proud. You know how proud I am in Northern Ireland, but this is just, I think...
Big time.
The boys have been exemplary. It's fabulous.
Yeah, big time, big time. Charlie, thank you. Always good to talk to you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. Here's the number, 0303 80 55 55, the text 81771, the email nolan@bbc.co.uk. I was watching the telly last night. This is true, Bill. This is absolutely true, Bill. I went out and I sat in the car, and I mean this, and no false comments, don't want to be a sycophant unnecessarily. Joel Taggart was brilliant. His commentary was brilliant yesterday on Radio Ulster and Five Live. What's it like on the ground out there, Joel?
Stephen, that's very kind of you to say. You should have hit the red button and then you could have watched the pictures and listened to the commentary at the same time.
Some English commentator commentating on BBC Northern Ireland TV. I wanted a local... I know there was a local pundit. I wanted you.
This technology's all above your head, you see.
It is.
We're just beside the Arc de Triomphe, Stephen, and... you know, we've had a number of guests who've been here joining the various programmes this morning. We've heard from Michael O'Neill's father was on BBC Radio Foyle. I heard from him.
We're going to hear from him in a minute.
Michael McGovern's father, who was standing here beside us as well. And you know, for people like that, it kind of brings it all home. To, you know, we watch the games, we work at the games, and we are immensely proud. And we've been with the players, we've travelled with the players on those terrible occasions when they couldn't buy a goal, never mind a win. But, you know, to see and to hear the sense of pride from the parents, from the family and the fans, I mean, the moment of the night, the moment of the tournament, it'll not be topped no matter what happens, unless they go and win it. But it will not be topped by anything. The half hour, Stephen, inside the ground last night, after the game, was like something I've never, ever seen. I mean, they had lost 1-0. 90 to 95% of the Northern Ireland fans stayed inside the ground. They sang and they sang and they sang. It was clear that they weren't leaving. A lot of the German fans had also stayed, mainly to video the Northern Ireland fans, because they couldn't believe what they were seeing, that they were singing so much, having lost a game. And at one stage, then, a number of the German fans just moved round the ground and joined them, because they had obviously learned the words to Will Griggs on Fire. And the stadium announcer basically gave in and thought, I'm not going to win this battle. And he started to put the backing music back on again over the tannoy inside the stadium. And this went on for 35, 40 minutes. Brilliant. Inside the ground. Some great videos of it on social media. And on some of them, you can actually see the German fans sort of mingling in among the Northern Ireland fans while they're singing the song. It was an incredible scene. It won't be topped in the next couple of weeks.
Look, I know what sport does. I get that. But I guess what I'm wondering is, why can't we bottle whatever this is and bring it back home? Why can't those... I know this isn't a question for you, Joel. I guess I'm asking people listening this morning. Why don't we see this on the streets of Northern Ireland outside of football? Maybe we just need more things to celebrate about in Northern Ireland, and this is what we would feel, because it's a special, special atmosphere. I can feel it. I was in Belfast City Centre yesterday filming, and there were lots and lots of fans going round to the fan zone. They were lovely. There was no all nasty stuff that you sometimes get. They were really lovely. There's something about the tone of these celebrations, Joel.
Our friend Liam Beckett, I mean, he says it all the time. Sport has that ability to do things. And it's funny, Stephen, you know, you're talking about the feel-good factor and people, you know, sort of feel differently and they approach other people in the street differently. It was exactly the same at the London Olympics. You know, sport has this ability to do it. People were smiling at each other on the tube. They were looking at each other and you know, talking about the games. There were cheers on the underground whenever somebody won a gold medal. But then, you know, you go back maybe 4 or 5 months later and it reverts to type and everybody's grumpy. You just have to take it while it's there and cherish the moments. It's not going to be here forever. It's going to change. Everybody knows that. You know, there's a feel-good factor every time Rory wins a major and he comes back home and everything's great. Sport has that ability to do it, but as you say, the sad thing is it doesn't last forever. But that's, I think everybody knows that, and that's why you have to make the most of it. And those supporters who are here are certainly doing that. They were celebrating with the Turkish fans, even noticed last night in the fan zone at the Eiffel Tower, because Turkey had done Northern Ireland such a big favour. They were celebrating together. That they're making mutual friends from all around the world, you know.
Had we any chance of winning that match last night?
Before the game, you might have thought possibly, because Germany hadn't been great in their opening two games. After 10 minutes, you knew it was a case of keep the score down. And Michael McGovern's heroics certainly played a massive part in Northern Ireland staying here. Had it not been for him, Stephen, they're packing their bags this morning, because the goal difference would have been such that they wouldn't have recovered from it and they wouldn't have been going through. So his performance last night from a goalkeeper who is out of contract, who is so unassuming that
how
the majority
that
of Northern Ireland fans...
How has that happened?
He was playing his football at Hamilton, who were struggling in Scotland. His contract ran out. He's decided just to wait and see how things go. But, I mean, there's a great story, Stephen. You know, he's an unassuming lad. He waited 5 years between his first cap and his second appearance. He only got his chance because Roy Carroll was ill when we were due to play Romania in Belfast last June. He came in, he played well, and he has stayed in the team. But there's a great story. The players got the day off last Friday after beating Ukraine. A lot of the family members were invited up to the base. Michael McGovern and his wife, and they decided to go for a walk in De Leon through the fan zone. Still lots of Northern Ireland fans there. He walked through the fan zone, and nobody asked him for a photograph. They didn't know who he was. Nobody recognised him. Apparently one fan came up to him and said, "You look very like Michael McGovern," to which he replied, "Yeah, I get that a lot," and walked on. But, you know, he is one of if you were talking about who were going to be the big players when Northern Ireland would come here, people would have mentioned, you know, the big names, Stephen Davis, Kyle Lafferty, Johnny Evans. Michael McGovern has put himself in the shop window, and Jens Lehmann, the former German goalkeeper on Match of the Day last night, apparently was saying he wants to know if he speaks German, because if he does, he'll be recommending him to a number of German clubs.
There are some people calling us this morning. I can see this. It's starting to wind me up, actually. Oh, what are we doing celebrating a team that lost? Have these people not got any notion that we're through to the last 16? There are people just ready to whinge and gurn in Northern Ireland. For goodness sake, celebrate it.
And probably a lot of them are non-football fans, so they don't like football on your programme. As I often find out, Stephen, when you're not there.
Yes. Now, listen, the last thing I'll say to you, Mr. Taggart, I did detect you changing your tone ever so slightly every time you reminded yourself you were on Five Live yesterday. I don't want you to become...
Did you think I was more polite?
Yes, I didn't want you to become... You were becoming Joel. I don't want you to become one of these posh ones just because you're on the network.
I can't turn into Steve.
No, definitely not. And the Republic playing today, right?
Yes, so, I mean, for those people who are wondering...
I don't even know who they're playing. Italy.
They play Italy. For those people wondering, Stephen, what needs to happen so we can work out whether it's going to be Wales in Paris or France in Lyon next for Northern Ireland,
yes.
The Wales game would be Saturday, the France game would be Sunday. It all hinges on what happens in the two remaining groups. I'm just watching a group of Austrian fans here walking past.
As you do.
So, first of all, their clubber's a bit dodgy, Stephen, honestly. Even you would give them a run for their money. in the first round of games that we will see played today, Austria against Iceland and Portugal against Hungary. If Portugal draw or win, and the other game between Iceland and Austria is not a draw, in other words, one of the two teams manages to get a win, then the game against Wales is still a possibility. It would then happen if the Republic of Ireland managed to beat Italy or Sweden beat Belgium by two goals or less. Now, I know you're across all of this anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just saying it for the benefit of the listeners, but I know you're on top of all of this.
All the permutations.
And you'd be able to, if anybody phones in later and needs them repeated, I know you'd be able to do it.
Absolutely. I'm coming out, by the way. I'm coming out to the match,
you're
should I say.
You're not coming out. Even even Gregory has said now he's not going to bring you out.
No,
he doesn't
coming.
Want you to come with him
no,
either.
No, I'm coming. I'm coming. When is it? Sunday, is it? When is
Could
this
you believe
match?
The Deputy First Minister got a ticket last night and you didn't?
No, I didn't. I tweeted him. I'm not very happy at that at all. Mark McGuinness sitting at the Northern Ireland match and I wasn't there. But now I'm caught.
Paul Given even got a ticket.
Well, that says it all. When it's Sunday the match, Joel, is that right? I'm one of these plastic
Saturday
fans.
Or Sunday.
Saturday or Sunday, right. Okay. Well,
if it's
I'm
Wales,
out.
It'll be Saturday in Paris. If it's France, it'll be in Lyon on Sunday.
Yes, I'll be getting whatever it is, the EasyJet or the Flybe or whatever it is, out to the game. Mr. Joel, thank you. Morning to you. Graham in Portadown, one of those whingers I was talking about, no doubt. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for tagging me before I even put my pointer.
Well, I've no doubt what you're...
As objective as usual.
Yes, I've no doubt.
Stephen, I'd like to congratulate you anyway for a job well done. You have talked up absolutely nothing into what you think is something. This is Northern Ireland. We were lucky we qualified. They won one match, which will probably be the height of their fame. We're now celebrating them because they lost, really. And talking about a reception on a storming for celebrating losers.
What have you achieved in your life?
Well, Stephen, if you could tag me and actually listen to my point, we're not all to talk about me. We're on to talk about football. I thought that's what your subject was this morning. But anyway, my subject being the football, they'll be home by the end of the month. And it'll be all done and dusted. And how did we talk about super fans not going? I mean, disguise them as we can out sing them, out what do you call it, out drink them. That's a great.
Everybody except you. Everybody except you is happy. This is something for Northern Ireland.
Tell me this. What's your medication? And I go get some.
This is something for Northern Ireland.
People are thinking that makes you happy.
You see, I do. I do think
you really have very little in your life.
Shut up.
Oh, shut up. Is that the best you can come out with this time of the morning, Stephen? Abuse me and then tell me to shut up?
I do think there is something, bigger picture here, right? And I do think this, Graham.
You don't. This is what you're a radio point. You're trying to spin it out into something.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Here's what I genuinely think, okay? I think that what this is indicative of, if you look at the tone of the fans, and I'm talking even about the atmosphere here, back home on the streets of Northern Ireland. You know, you see young and old, and they're walking through the city centre yesterday in their Northern Ireland tops. You see, I reckon what we are desperate for are things to celebrate. I genuinely do. I think that we are desperate to unite around things that give us an excuse to be happy and have a good time. You can
you
feel
don't
it.
Need an excuse
you
to
can
be happy.
Feel
you
it.
Happy or not.
You can
be
feel
happy
it.
Other people's achievements. You've got to be happy in your own achievements, Stephen. And you of all people should know that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, but this is the bad things. What do you call football matches? Doesn't make you happy. It's only a temporary. Glitch,
I'm not
even
sure.
If it is a glitch.
But why do you think then? So why was that fan zone around Titanic yesterday? Now, I wasn't there. Were you there, Vinny? No, he was away. Shuttlecock and badminton class, whatever it is. That fan zone was packed with thousands of people yesterday. Why do you think that is the case?
Oh, it's what you call tribalism, isn't it, really? Green and white army. Put up your colours. You might as well paint your face and sort of charge each other. With spears, like it's everybody is just trying.
I think George in the Shankill wants to talk to you. Good morning, George.
Morning. Morning, how you doing, both of you?
What would you say to that, winner?
Morning, George. Listen, you says that you're celebrating the defeat. Now, let's see what that defeat was. See, a single German city, most of them, but not all of them, have probably double the population of a whole in Ireland.
Oh,
Ireland.
Here we go, George.
Say 70 players, not silly, 70 players to pick from, where they would maybe 700,000 or more. Now, the most tactically gifted team on the planet could only beat Northern Ireland 1-0, the way Northern Ireland sat up. Now, we didn't celebrate a victory. A defeat. The defeat didn't put us through. It was the fact that we conceded two goals just and scored two goals better than most other nations in Europe. And now we're in the top 16 nations in Europe. It's got country RSAs. And that is something to celebrate.
So what you're celebrating then, George, is you didn't really get pounded into the ground. You just got a bit of a thumping. Is that what you're telling
us? If you knew the way football is set up, you look at the group before it goes in, and we knew going 3 points could probably take us through, so that was our target. So, in actual fact, they got what they were after. They got the 3 points.
George, you'll be home by the end of the month. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Semantics, you'll be home by the end of the month with a tail between your legs now.
Well, you'll be home by the night.
Here, they'll all be home at the end of the month, so the tournament finishes in 2 weeks.
Not a chance, George. If they're home with I lead a rubber tire off a car, but that's not going to happen.
I said they'll all be home in 2 weeks. They won't be home at the end of the month. See, honestly, what that did. That lifted the whole country. Them players didn't just do that defeat. I heard you saying tribalism. That wasn't a win there. It wasn't a qualification for one part of our community. It was for the whole country. And see, if you were out here,
tribalism, George. Think about it.
Along with Northern Irish fans. Drinking together and having a bit of crack and no fighting.
Great advertisement.
It just goes to show you what sport can do.
Jobs stinging in Paris. That's a wonderful advertisement for everybody, isn't it?
What?
Drunk singing in Paris, that's a great advertisement for us.
It's called having a laugh, having a good time and enjoying yourself.
Exactly.
Not a trad.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm telling you that we need to bottle, we need to think about how many people are non-football fans are celebrating behind a team and what that says and what that means and what we're desperate to do.
You mean the majority of people laughing at you?
Stephen, you would not believe the amount of fans from other countries laughing and congratulating Northern Ireland and wishing them well and wishing their fans well.
Who don't travel.
The experience the Northern Irish fans have gave them. That they can see. I'll put a video on later, so I will when I get the chance to upload it. Stephen, there was a fan march.
Shush, Grim, down here.
The French couldn't believe it.
Shush, Grim. Shush.
20,000 fans. March to the ground.
Yeah.
Yesterday, German and Northern Irish all singing each other's songs.
No parades commission involved.
Not a say. No police at the front and police at the back of it, just to protect them from the traffic. I'll upload the video later. Do you see it?
It's a different type of march.
Yes, thousands marching and everybody, all fans together, just march straight to the ground, and it's a sight to behold.
Right, the former Northern Ireland player, Gerry Taggart, listening to this this morning. Morning to you, Gerry.
Morning, Stephen. I think I need to go and lie down after that.
I see, that's the Nolan show for you, though. That's why we are the biggest show in the country.
Fantastic.
What do you make of what's happening in France to that Northern Ireland team?
Well, it's truly amazing. I haven't got a clue where your man from Portadown's coming from. I seriously don't. He obviously doesn't follow Northern Ireland. He obviously hasn't been out here. He obviously hasn't seen or heard or been involved in what the atmosphere's like out here. Not just the Northern Ireland fans, but, you know, most of the fans here have been absolutely superb. They've integrated. It's just the Northern Ireland fans stand out because from 15, 20 minutes before the game, and as Joel said, 30, 40 minutes after the game, they were just there, 90% of them stayed on. And they were just singing. They weren't going home until they thought it was right. And just truly, they were truly inspiring yesterday. That's a fact for the team.
We were never even close to winning that game yesterday, Gerry. It was all about keeping the score down so we could through in goal difference, right?
Listen, it was a German football masterclass yesterday, you have to say. Some of the football I played was totally... Like they were unplayable, unmarkable. It sort of went back to the way Barcelona play. When I was thinking about it last night, it was just, you know, they've got some world class players. They're the world champions. We were under Lacoste from minute one, really.
Yeah.
So to come out of there with getting beat 1-0, and what people forget is the important thing was that we had to make sure that we didn't win by more than. Or didn't lose by more than 3 goals.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And, you know, down to Michael McGovern, you know, it would have been more. There's no doubt about that.
Well,
so you have to celebrate that. Yeah. You know, our objective was to get to the last 16. And we've done it. We know we're not going to win it. We know we're probably going to be home at the end of the week. But our tails aren't going to be between our legs. It is something truly to celebrate.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Thank you, Gerry. Morning to you. Jim Wilson's just back from France. Look at you.
Look at me, Stephen. See, if you don't go, you'll be the talk of Northern Ireland. You said to me privately the other week you were thinking of going. get away over an hour in the next round and get
I
away at the
asked,
weekend. Never
I
mind making money.
BBC Northern Ireland has sent me and they
never
said
mind,
no.
Take it out of your own pocket, spend a couple of quid and get over it.
I proposed,
enjoy the atmosphere.
I proposed to BBC Northern Ireland that I would go out in a camper van with people like
yeah,
you
yeah.
and they wanted to commission the history of the toenail part
Stephen,
2 in Ulster Scots instead.
Stephen, that guy who was on tried to put a dampener on it, but I don't think that guy would be happy even if he won the lottery.
No,
so to be quite honest with you, you know, that guy was on about... I mean, I was with the Northern Ireland supporters and some of the stuff was unbelievable. It brought me to tears watching how brilliant they were and how great they were. But before I sort of get into that stuff, Stephen, I just want to say I wish the Republic all the best tonight. I hope they do a four-timer for the United Kingdom here and Ireland and try and get themselves to. I know it's a big task for them, but I hope they do it. And that's from a loyalist Ulster man. But, Stephen, when we're on the train on the way back from the Ukraine match...
I want to know where McGuinness got his ticket from. I didn't
get
one.
Listen to this. There was one solitary Switzerland supporter on the train.
Yes.
And they looked so out of place. And all the French people were taking photographs of the Northern Ireland supporters singing their songs on the train.
Really?
And then they asked the Switzerland guy to sing a song for them. And when he sung a song, they all joined in and they hugged and thinged with him. And just to watch it, brilliant. The Northern Ireland supporters over there are ambassadors for this country. And contrary to what anybody says, the attitude with the Poland that and all our supporters throughout the world has been absolutely brilliant. My 3-year-old grandson, Bobby, sat with me last night singing the songs that our lads were singing. It's amazing. And I see if you don't get over, Nolan, people, you will not be the biggest show in the country anymore. Nobody will listen to you. Go and support your country and spend a couple of quid out of your own pocket, never mind the BBC. I get over there and support us.
What do you mean? Are you going back over?
If I can get a flight, I've won this morning to one of my mates who's in the IFA to find out how. Lads have been ringing me from France to find out how to get tickets for the next match. And if I can get a flight for myself and Dylan and Josh McGon kids, I'm away again. I don't care how much money. My wife will just have to do without housekeeping for a week or whatever. Or them caravans that I buy, I'll just have to stop buying these caravans.
Jimmy Bryson offered me a bed.
I met Jimmy Bryson when I was over there, and unfortunately, I have to say too, Stephen, I was there close to that lad that died with a heart attack, and those two boys that died is a real hurt to Northern Ireland, to be quite honest with you, and to their families, I wish my condolences to all of them, and I know what it's like, because my family thought that when the guy that died, I was in the stand, and I'd had a heart attack previous. They thought that it was myself, so I had to get my son to text home. And I wish all those families, I know we've got the euphoria of all the matches and all the rest of it, but those two lads that died when they were there, you know, absolutely, it sticks in me, so it does, that families have lost loved ones and that there through this, the football, you know.
All right, so, Jim, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.